President Bush is urging Spain and other U.S. war allies not to withdraw their troops from Iraq. Spain's Prime Minister-elect Rodriguez Zapatero has called Iraq a great disaster. He promised to remove Spain's troops if the U.N. does not take over post-war operations. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz spoke yesterday with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and Pentagon correspondent Eric Westervelt. Wolfowitz dismissed Rodriguez Zapatero's charge that the war was built on lies.
No one was lying. People were saying what we believed was the best information we had from intelligence. I would say, if anything, we understated what we thought we knew. What kind of mystifies me most of all, especially about a leader from the European left who are traditionally, I think, understand the plight of oppressed people, it was not a disaster for 25 million Iraqis. It's a difficult business. Spain has lost some wonderful soldiers in the course of this fight. I'm not surprised that it's somewhat controversial, but I think they will make a big mistake if they think that the terrorists will leave them alone if they simply draw back.
Now, but when he talks about organizing a war based on, quote, lies, I think he's referring to using weapons of mass destruction as a justification for taking action. The United States has failed to find those weapons.
Well, but, you know, the burden was on him, to Saddam Hussein, to come forward and tell what he had and cooperate with inspectors. And David Kay has been categorical that he lied about at least the missiles and other things. It was a dishonest declaration. And he was obstructing the inspections. You know, something had to be done to change a failed policy of 12 years and to begin turning the Middle East in a direction different from the one that brought us to 9/11.
Dr. David Kay has also said that he doesn't believe there are any stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, and he believes that the focus should now turn to how U.S. intelligence services got it wrong on WMD in Iraq.
Look, there's a lot to try to understand about what we knew and what we didn't know. But I'll tell you, the most important thing in the intelligence world is to keep our focus on an enemy that is still out there. And Madrid is a clear demonstration that they're still out there, they're still dangerous, and I think that's where our intelligence effort needs to focus.
Is there any solid evidence at this point of a tie between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein? Another point that supporters of the war effort suggested was key before the war. And does it make a difference if those ties can't be proven concretely at this point?
You know, let's be clear about what we're talking about. Some people say there's no proof that Saddam was involved in 9/11. That's not the issue. What the intelligence community was quite emphatic about before the war was that there have been, I forget the quotes, high-level contacts between Iraq and al-Qaeda, that senior-level al-Qaeda terrorists had found sanctuary in Iraq, and we've had some actual confirmation by Iraqi diplomats who arranged meetings between Iraqi intelligence officers and Osama bin Laden.
When and where?
In the mid-90s in Sudan.
And what do you think happened? It was exchanged in those meetings?
They didn't announce it to the world or tell us.
Well, what does your intelligence say?
We don't know. I mean, but I don't think they were meeting to discuss cultural exchanges. I think that's probably a safe bet.
Do you have any sense that those exchanges extended beyond that meeting in Sudan?
There's a lot of reports of other meetings. There are reports of al-Qaeda people visiting Iraq. There's Mr. Zarqawi and quite a few of his associates who were in Iraq. You know, I guess it's a question of at what level of activity do you start to get concerned. It's exactly the kind of thing where if something had happened that was clearly tied to Iraq, people would have said, why didn't you connect the dots? I thought the lesson of September 11th is you can't wait for 100% proof in this era.
Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz speaking with NPR's Juan Williams and Eric Westervelt.